Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining me tonight on I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Tonight, I want to give you an inspirational message entitled, Don't Lose Hope. Again, the message is entitled, Don't Lose Hope. With so much happening in the world today, it is easy to get frustrated, depressed, sad, down. So many different emotions can happen because of all the different things that have transpired as the new year has started. But even with all the things that are happening around us that may be impacting us, either directly or indirectly, we should never lose hope. And the reason why we should never lose hope is because God is still God and He's still in control. And so I want to share with you 4 points tonight about not losing hope. The first scripture that I want to talk about tonight is Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." What does that mean? That means that everywhere your foot touches, wherever you go, God is with you. So the first point is God's presence and His promises cannot be overshadowed by life's present circumstances. Let me say that again. Point one is God's presence and His promises cannot be overshadowed by life's present circumstances. That just simply means that no matter what you're going through right now, God is with you. No matter what you're going to face tomorrow, God is with you. Matter of fact, scripture tells us to take no thought of tomorrow because tomorrow take care of itself. In other words, God is with you. He's taking care of you right now. Scripture says, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread." God is with you wherever you go. Point number one, God is with you. The second scripture that I want to discuss is Micah 7. And it reads, "But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." Point two. Be confident in God's power more so than your own might. Point number two, be confident in God's power more so than your own might. In other words, when you cry out to God, He's going to hear your cry. Now, what we have to understand is that the way He answers our prayers or our requests may not be the way we envisioned it. But just because it's not the way it has been envisioned does not mean that God didn't answer. Let me give you an example. this week. Well, I take it not this week, last week. Last week, I was working on a task at work, and I had started a couple of weeks beforehand, and the not knowing when there was not a set deadline, but knowing that there would be a time where the work that I was doing would be inspected, I was not sure of the date. And so I had started working a few weeks prior, not knowing that last Thursday was going to be the day of the inspection. And so even though I had been working diligently and being proactive, the inspection time came. And it was in the midst of me still working to get things together. Now, let me tell you how God is so good. And the Micah 7:7 says, "But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." And then the Joshua 1:9, where it says that God is with you wherever you go. So as I'm getting the inspection, getting ready to start, I had one area that needed some attention, but and it was being as the inspection was starting, that particular area was being taken care of by some other workers. And so we started, you know, going through the process of the things that needed to be inspected. Well, by the time we got to that area that was being worked on, right as the inspection started, God moved. Everything was in order. Everything was in place. And it happened right at the same time. So for people to think, well, you know, I'm running out of time, I got this deadline. God is time and he is in time. You can never run out of time when God is on your side. And that showed me that even when time seems to be running out in the natural realm, in the spirit realm, God holds it. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. There is nothing that can happen under his watch that he doesn't know about. And so God, we have to trust God to do what only God can do and to move in only the way that he can move. And you can't tell me that that was not divine intervention, that God did not allow it to happen. But even when my inspection started, I wasn't worried or stressed about it or doubting. I just said, hey, I know that whatever happens, God is with me wherever I go. So again, point number one, God's presence and promises cannot be overshadowed by life's present circumstances. And point number two, be confident in God's power more so than your own might. The third scripture that I want to talk about tonight is Jeremiah 29:11. And some of you are very familiar with this scripture because it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope in a future," and another version says an expected end. So right there is saying that he already know the plans is already laid out. He already been planned out. It's already predestined. It's already done. Plans to give you hope. And point number three to that scripture says, nothing catches him by surprise. If he knew you even before you were born, matter of fact, even before you were formed, it says that in Jeremiah 1:5, say he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, right? If he knew you before you were formed, I'm sure he already knew the weapons that would try to form against you. But thanks be unto God that according to Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that come up against you shall be condemned. So point three is nothing catches him by surprise. We don't have to worry about what the enemy is trying to do because it won't work. You know why the scripture says he'll make your enemy your footstool? Now, let me tell you how that works because it talks about it. The only way he can make the enemy your footstool is if you do it God's way. And what that means is that everybody that's trying to come against you, they will not be able to overtake you because every time they come at you, God would elevate you. Matter of fact, it talks about in Isaiah 40 and 31, it says he'll raise up a standard. You know, says you'll walk and not get weary. You'll run and not faint. Mount wings as eagles. So you don't have to worry about what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy has no power. Matter of fact, he says he's give you the ability to tread over serpents, to cast out demons. He gives you the power to speak to the mountains and they be cast into the sea. The devil has no power over you when you allow God to operate in you and through you and to lead and guide you. So point number one, God's presence and promises cannot be overshadowed by life's present circumstances. Point number two, be confident in God's power more so than your own might. And then point number three, nothing catches him by surprise. God already know what's going to happen before it happens. This brings me to my fourth and final point. And the fourth verse that I'm going to use, Romans 8 and 25 for this fourth point. Romans 8 and 25 says, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Now, the problem is we are impatient. We like this microwave. We have this microwave mindset, microwave mentality. We want it when we want it. And a lot of times the things that we want, we really don't need. And the things that we need, we don't really ask him for. We ask him for things that we want, that we think we need. But scripture says that my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in heaven. Philippians 4:19. He'll supply all your needs. Everything that you need, he's going to supply it. If you go back to the book of Matthew, it talks about how he doesn't, you know, if he's going to take care of the birds in the air, the fish in the water, why wouldn't he take care of you? How much more would he think of you is how the scripture says it. And so point number four says, be patient, trust his timing and his wisdom. He has never lost a battle. And I have no reason to believe that he's going to start now. I do know that it will work out in your favor. I also know that sometimes in order for God to get us to our expected end or to get us to the next level, he got to shake things up for us. Because if he doesn't shake it up, we won't move. We'll get complacent. We'll get comfortable. You know how it is. Society doesn't really like change so much. We don't embrace change. Sometimes we, depending on the type of change. Now, I understand if it's negative change, it might be kind of hard to embrace that. But what I'm talking about is the spiritual change, the spiritual maturity, the renewing of our mind. Sometimes, you know, we don't embrace it because we get so comfortable. We get complacent. We don't like to have to shift and to grow. And faith is all about change and stretching and movement, upward movement. It's about getting out of your comfort zone. You know, kind of like when Peter walked on the water, he had to step out of the boat. And the boat represented his comfort zone. He had to step out of the boat to walk on the water. The, The water was uncharted territories, had never been there before, had never done that. It was different. It was change. It was new. And a lot of times when we're going through something new, something that is challenging, something we've never done before, we kind of lose hope. We get frustrated. We get down on ourselves. We begin to doubt. But remember Joshua 1 and 9, he says, I'm with you wherever you go. Whether you're in the air or you're on the water, whether you're on land or you're in the desert, you're on the mountaintop or you're in the valley, he's with you wherever you go. We also have to learn that sometimes our greatest mess produces the best message. How can you tell somebody about the God you serve if you've never been through anything? And we all done got ourselves in some mess. And God had to provide a way of escape for us. He had to deliver us from ourselves. That's 90% of the issues that we have. 90% of the issues that we have are deliverance from self, from things that we have gotten ourselves into because we didn't listen. We weren't obedient. We weren't patient. And as a result, we reaped a consequence for the choices that we made. And you'll hear people saying, oh, they made a mistake. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about that. I believe that a mistake is like I picked up the salt instead of the sugar. It was an accident. Didn't mean to do it. That's a mistake. But some of the things that we do are not mistakes. We know good. We know good enough. We know well enough not to do it. We choose to. So it's not a mistake. It's a choice. We choose to do that because we have a choice to either do the right thing or to do the wrong thing. Every day we're filled with choices. And based on the choices that you make determines how your life plays out. Scripture tells us that we're going to reap what we sow. So everything we plant, every action that we plant has to reap a harvest. It can come back today, next week, a few months from now, years later. But whatever seed you plant is coming back, whether good or bad. And then we also have to realize that our greatest test often yields the greatest testimony. Especially when you are down and out and you're in a situation that you didn't think that God could work out. God gets all the glory when you get to tell your story. And, you know, God does that is because he has to make sure when we're going through some things, you know, to keep us humble and near the cross, because sometimes we'll get beside ourselves and think that we're really doing something. When the truth of the matter is, we're nothing without God. Everything that we have and everything that we are is because of his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. Without him, nothing would be possible for us. But thanks be unto God that he saw fit to continue to be faithful to us when we weren't even faithful to him. We're not even faithful to ourselves. We don't even value ourselves the way we should, because if we really valued ourselves in the way that God wants us to, a lot of things that we put up with, a lot of things that we indulge in, a lot of things that we engage in, we wouldn't do it because we realize that the stakes are too high. Our destiny is too great to compromise it for temporary pleasure. So again, I just wanted to come on to tell you not to lose hope. It's so easy to do. Because sometimes we're in situations because of decisions or choices we made. And then we go back and replay everything we've done and we think about the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. It's no need to even go into that. What's done is done. We have to accept it, acknowledge it, accept it, learn from it, and move forward. But we can't wallow in self-pity. You can't lose hope. Because even when you make a mistake or you make a wrong choice, God is still right there with his hand stretched wide, waiting for you to come on back home, waiting for you to turn from whatever it is that is happening, or waiting for you to look to the hill from which all your help cometh, so that he can be the light unto your feet and a lamp unto your path. Don't lose hope. You have to trust God and watch your trouble diminish in size because your eyes is now on the Most High. Don't lose hope. Even if you're dealing with situations that maybe is not because of your own direct input or actions, but you're in the midst of something, don't lose hope. God says that he's a very present help in the time of need. Nahum 1:7, he's a very present help in the time of need. Don't lose hope. He's a strong tower. Don't lose hope. He's a problem fixer, a mind regulator. Don't lose hope. Things not going the way you want it to go, don't lose hope. So again, as I close, I want to remind you to don't lose hope. God did not create you to worry. He did not create you to fear. Don't lose hope. Point number one, God's presence and promises cannot be overshadowed by life's present circumstances. Point number two, be confident in God's power more so than your own might. Point number three, nothing catches him by surprise. If he knew you before you were even born or even formed, then he already knew that the weapons would form against you. But you don't have to worry because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And point number four, be patient. Trust his timing and his wisdom. He's never lost a battle. And I don't think that he will start now. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Stay with God. Think about the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. They didn't lose hope. And as a result, God was right there in the midst. And they walked out unscathed. Don't lose hope. Think about Daniel in the lion's den. He prayed three times a day. Faced with devouring lions, they were hungry. But the word of God secured him. The favor of God saved him. Don't lose hope. Daniel walked out without a scratch. Don't lose hope. Whatever circumstance or situation you find yourself in, stay the course. Stay in faith. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer. Don't repay evil for evil. Be still and know that he is God. and watch him fight your battles for you. Don't lose hope. All things work together for those that love the Lord, to whom which have been called according to his purpose. It's working out for you. It's working in your favor. Don't lose hope. It might not happen right now, but I told you before, God is on time and he is in time. Don't lose hope. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Tan, with Tanner Ministries, I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. And until we speak again, God bless and definitely be encouraged. Good night.
Create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in you. My trust.